Should have I cut the song off earlier. Hello, beautiful people. It is Friday. It is 4. If you're at work, you have like an hour left before the weekend starts. And I hope you enjoy that. We may not have great weather this weekend, but we will next weekend. So keep persevering, I guess. I made a little playlist, but it's not popping up on my thing. This is lame. Anyways, I'll play whatever. I'll just play songs then. I didn't come in here with like a mindset of what song was I'm gonna play, like a genre. But I don't know. Whatever. Oh my god, I have to do this. This is my show, The Good Will Spot. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm actually subbing in for someone today, so this isn't the regular show, so if you're expecting something else, that's too bad, too sad. You got me. And I hope you enjoy it. Anyways, I'm gonna put some music on while I do like housekeeping things, and then we can get to talking, or I don't know, whatever floats my boat. I asked my friend to come in here because she wasn't doing anything. I was like, come on, like, let's go do a radio show together. And she said no. How fake is that? If she is listening, fake. But anyways, okay, let me do my housekeeping things. Okay. Only aux 2 is working. Okay. Ooh, okay, that's off. Good. Okay, ready? 1, 2, wait, let me...
On the corner of Comstock and Waverly, in a daze where I saw my brother speak for the first time since he graduated in the spring. Got a cold piece of information to bring to you. Said sorry, but I can't stay here while we wait for June. I miss the southern cosmos and the zinnias. Oh, the zinnias. It comes to me in a dream in the dead heat and the suffocating wet grip that's got a hold on my mama as Marietta's kiss. Quietly and tempted, sure sounds nice to settle down for a while, but the real estate show itself to me. I could wake up with a baby in a sling just a couple doors down from my big girl. My sister made it a ring.
Okay, before I play that, I'm still like deciding what songs I'm playing for you guys. I'm still queuing up some stuff. So before we go into like all that, let's see what I'm talking. You know what I've been really into lately? Like painting my nails. Like today they're yellow. I think like a couple days ago they were purple, like a light little purple. I think that was kind of cute. I like that. I don't know. I feel like everyone should Well, not if you choose not to, you don't have to. But if you haven't and you would like to experiment with painting your nails, I think you should go for it. I'm going to say it's like not like in a woke way. It just like, it feels, I don't know. I like look at my nails now. I'm like, oh, they're pretty. Like, I don't know. It's cute. It, I don't know, makes me feel. And then the other day I was wearing a shirt that had like yellow like wording on it. And then someone mentioned that it matched with my nails. And I was like, you know what? Unintentional. But it just adds to the fit. It like adds to it. And speaking about fits, you know what I think is like the cutest thing ever? Like, this is a phase I'm going through right now, so I'm like really biased towards it. But I think earth tones are so cute. I think they're like the best. My favorite earth tone has to be like the olive green. I own a lot of olive green sweaters. I just do. Because if I see an olive green sweater, I'm gonna get it. I'm so sorry. I have this olive green like little Patagonia fleece that I like got like 4 years ago. It's still running good, so it's an amazing little thing. But I always get complimented on it when I wear it. Someone told me they wanted to steal it from me, and I was like, that's so funny, because like I love when people say I want to steal it, because that means they really like it. When someone says I'm gonna steal it, oh my god, yeah. Anyways, the next song I was gonna play for you guys is a Foo Fighters song. I was trying to cue it, but I couldn't find it on the thingy. So, let me see. Anyways. You know what I have been doing lately, you guys? And I feel like it's so, I don't know if people have been doing this, but I haven't been doing it. I've been going to, there's a mini mart on campus. And I've been going to it and just getting drinks. Like, I'll go in there and I'll get maybe, I'll get chocolate milk, like little chocolate milk, in Arizona, like one of those, the purple kind, those are good. And anything else, like whatever I want, just drink wise. And then I'll just come back to my, like my apartment and I'll like put them in my fridge. And then if I ever want like, a tasty drink or anything like that, like if I'm doing work and I'm like, you know what, I'm kind of thirsty or I just want to drink something sweet, I get it. And also like, it's not that eating, I like to eat sweet stuff too, but like drinking sweet stuff to me feels less, like I'm damaging my teeth less than if I were to be eating something sweet. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but anyways, I'm so, I had a playlist made, this sucks. Where is it? I can't find it. Anyways, let's listen to the next song while I think of a topic to talk about, or maybe I won't talk a lot today and I'll just like play music. Today's a Friday. It's the end of the week. I've had such a long week, but it's over. Oh my god, today I got great news. Maybe no one cares, but I care. I went to my linear recitation, and I'm a little mathy person. But I got both of my quizzes back, and I got 15 out of 15 on both of my quizzes. Like, oh my god. When I was taking Calc 2, it was based off like out of three, and getting a 1 out of 3 just became so normal to me. And now that I'm getting this, it's like, oh, I can do this. I'm actually can do what I can do math. It was so, no, Calc 2 is so humbling. I think I argue that Calc 2 is the hardest calc. Calc 3 is just Calc 1, but with like a third dimensional plane, and you're just like learning how to do everything you did in Calc 1 just with the third dimension, and that's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. And with linear algebra, it involves, oh my god, I'm going on a rant. I can't. I'm just gonna play the next song because I can't go on a rant with this. It's so fun. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Hey guys. Okay. Big updates. So I just found out my little sister just texted me. She was like, you like earth colors? They're like gross. And to give you context, my sister's like 10. I love her. Anyways, she's listening right now. So I'm going to give a shout out to Samira and her Chipotle bowl that probably is chicken, beans. She definitely got guac. She loves getting guac. She probably got lettuce in it. I'm going to text her. Did you get lettuce? If you're listening, text me. Did you get lettuce in your Chipotle? But anyways, everyone wish Samira a happy early birthday, like a month early. She turns 11 next year, and she was so excited to hit double digits when she was 9, but now she's like 11, so I guess double digits are just common for her. She's like, and she considers herself an adult, I guess. It's so funny. She sends me TikToks that she makes with my brother. I don't know if you guys have seen that one Bugatti trends. It's like, I woke up in and they like ride around inside like the house with like their scooters making those TikToks. And it's the funniest thing. Like I'll be in my apartment just like watching TV and they'll like send me that. And it's the funniest thing. It like makes me cackle all the time. It's so funny. Anyways, I gave her the shout out she needed. And now we can play the next song. The next song is very patriotical. I love America. I think America is great. America is the number one. Oh my God, can you imagine if I was actually like that? Speaking of, did y'all hear about, Clarence Thompson? Is that his name? He's one of the Supreme Court, judges, and one of his friends, which he called his dearest friend, sends him on vacation. Like, he pays for everything, and like, these vacations cost, like, millions of dollars. Like, they're flying privately. It's, like, a lot of money is being poured into these vacations. But they're not, Clarence did not report any of this. Like, he thought that, since it didn't involve the court, that they should not know. But, like, still, like, if someone is paying for your vacations, I don't know if you can, like, argue that there are no strings attached there. Like, yes, there's friendships, but, like, with friendships, there's kind of, like, always, especially when you're giving someone something, like, that expensive, I feel like there has to be maybe a string. Maybe I'm just being a little crazy, a little kooky right now, and I'm being a conspiracy theorist because I don't like Clarence Thompson, and that is true. I do not like the man, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, I was gonna say I'm feeling patriotical, and Goal just brought me back to July 4th. I love July 4th. This summer I'll be like back home in North Carolina, but like I'll be interning somewhere in Raleigh, but like some of my friends will be in like DC, and like a drive to like DC is like from where I'm gonna be staying like 3 hours. So I could like theoretically, it's not set in stone, but what I want to do is that I'm going to drive up to DC and I'm going to get to see the fireworks. It's going to be so pretty. Anyways, yeah, let me play you guys the next song. I hope you guys like it. You guys may not, but like I like this song. I feel like it's a Lana Del Rey song. I'm gonna be honest. It's not explicit or anything, so it's a good song. I'm just gonna say it's a good song. If you guys like it. Anyways, 1, 2, 3.
Take me as I am. Proud and strong, like we
Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys like that song, because I kind of like that song. Isn't it, like, it's a great song to, like, study to, or just to, like, listen when you're, like, just chilling. I don't know. It's a good song. I like it. Anyways, I have more songs for you guys, but, yeah. My sister said she got, no, she didn't give me an update if she got lettuce on her salad or not. All she said was, oop. Like, what? Like, girl? Anyways, you know what, guys? You know what we should all just collectively start doing? We should all start calling each other Pookie. I have been calling my friends Pookie lately, and I think it's so funny to like see their reactions. Like, I'll be like, thanks Pookie, and it's like it catches people off guard. Like, do it to anyone, and when I mean anyone, do it to girls, do it to guys, do it to everything, everyone. It's so funny because like no one really uses the word Pookie anymore. I like to use the word sugar plum a lot. I use it with like my sweet mates. I don't really use it with like, because like sugar plum's just like, it's something from the south. I'm from the south. I've learned like people call each other like weird little cute names sometimes, instead of like calling each other ma'am and sir, because sometimes it just gets repetitive. But that is a thing from where I'm from, like calling people ma'am and sir, saying thank you ma'am or thank you sir or things of like that. But coming up here, people don't do it. I think they like up here people take offense to it, kind of. It's like calling them old. I don't know. I really would love if someone could explain to me how it's so different, like in these two locations, like in the Northeast and in the South, why these two, like why sir and ma'am are seen as so differently. If someone could send me an article or send me something, that would be greatly appreciated. Anyways, what was I going to talk about? Oh my God. Earlier today, I was in class and I was sitting beside this person. We always do our work together, but she was showing me this article and some of it. What really got me thinking was she was like, we live in such like a binary like world, such a black and white world where people, you're either one thing or the other. Like, and the example she gave was that like if you commit a crime of some sort, like it could be the smallest thing too. But still, like once you commit that crime, you're viewed as, I guess, well, maybe not view yourself, but like on record, you'll be a criminal. You'll be like, you'll be someone who does bad things. But it doesn't have to be like that, because you could be someone who did a bad thing once, or you could be someone who did a bad thing out of necessity. It's not black and white. You are not, like, we should not always live in a black and white world, is what I'm getting at. We should learn to appreciate the in-between, the continuous line of life. Like, there's so much in between two points that we should not focus on the end goal and the beginning, more as to the middle, as to the journey, as things like that. Learning to break away from this binary narrative is something new in my life that I'm trying to, like, focus on, whether it be, like, with what I'm doing with myself or the way I'm viewing world, like nature, for example, like urbanness and non-urbanness. I think this has been coming up to me lately more, like learning to break that binary of nature being secluded into one spot, like New York City, Central Park. That's like their nature, but not really. It's built on nature. Nature is all around. Rats are everywhere. Birds are everywhere. There's dogs, there's stuff. There's animals, there's trees, there's plants, humans. We're a part of nature. It's just so cool. I don't know. I'm going on a little rant right now, but this has been really like in my mind lately, and it may make no sense, but I just want to like rant about it for a minute. Anyways, the next song I'm going to play is by the Dandy Warhols. I am not sure if they are related to Andy Warhol. I think Andy did design one of their album covers, like the banana that peels off the thing. I think that's cool. That's pretty cool. Anyways, yeah, let's see. Let's play the next song. Well, I think of another, not another topic, but I just sit here on my phone scrolling. Not really. I'm just like texting my sister and my mom. I don't really like calling home takes so much time. I love calling home. I love it. But it's so much easier to send text. Oh my God, texts are so easy. Like, I hate emails. I hate the idea of emailing people. It literally is so annoying. I would rather want people to text me if they have like anything important to say to me. Don't email me. Text me. If it's that important, text me, because I will see a text message the minute like you send it. Anyways, okay, next song. Yeah. That's actually so embarrassing. Here I am, trying to figure out what to play for you guys, and now I just messed up my entire cue. And it was such a good song. Anyways, can we ignore my stupidity for a minute there? Like, that's not what I wanted to play next. Anyways, the song... Sometimes I really have zero common sense in my brain. And I tell myself that a lot. Because literally... Okay, anyways. What else is new? Anyways, let me ask my sister what's up in the 11-year-old, in the 10-year-old world. I'm going to ask her what's hip in the 10-year-old realm. I need a topic. Or give me a song. Either or. Anyways, while she replies, let me just cue up another song because that was so embarrassing. Anyways. Okay, I have a song. I got my cue back. Do I want that one or do I want this one? That one. All right. Oh, but the song was good. You know what? I'll just add it to the cue. I'll just re-add it to the cue. There we go. Anyways. This is the next song. It's by Peach Pit. Do you guys know Peach Pit? I kind of like Peach Pit. They're a cool band. Are you going to play or not? I'm going through it today. Anyways, let me just play music. Oh my god, please unpause. Is it me? Is it my computer that's acting like this? It is my computer is literally... The other day, my friend told me that my computer was basically falling apart. And I generally don't know what he wanted me to do with that information. Like, okay, Pookie, but what am I... Like, how do I fix it? He gave me a solution, so I can't, like, hate on him for that. It's just that the solution is something that I have no idea how to do. He said I have to install RAM, more RAM. And, like, that's something you physically have to do. And I'm not sure if I want to tear apart my computer. Because the Lord knows that I cannot build... I am not talented in the... building and making stuff like that work, that function, I can't do it. Like a little sculpture, a little thing like that, yeah, I can get down with that. If I have to mess with my computer, it's just not happening. I'd rather it die, and I'd rather that happen. Anyways, next song.
She said with unblinking eyes. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, outside, done very well to break the spell of aging. Celebrity skin is this your generation?
Okay, isn't this song so long? I like it, but it's like too long for the moment right now. Anyways, okay, what's the next song? Okay, next song. I'm gonna switch up vibe. We're gonna switch up the vibe. We're gonna play some good music. Well, that was good music, but still. We're gonna play equally as good music. Anyways, but this is just more upbeat, I think. Anyways, wait, before I start this, let me give you guys an update. I texted my sister, I was like, hey, like, give me something to talk about. And, oh, she did. Yeah. Oh, she said being 10 is crazy. Like, yeah. Our heart to heart. Oh, do you mean, heart to heart by, oh, I know what song you're talking about. Okay, I got a song request. Wait, okay, let's see. I know what song you're talking about. Oh my god, we can play that song. You know what? I'll play it just for you since you requested it. Okay. Let's re-add this to the queue. Okay. Okay, here.
together to all the time we were apart of each other's lives, heart to heart, and so I had late arrival. Saw the start of each other's lives, heart to heart, heart to heart, heart to heart.
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment, and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, some of that wording had me tripping there, I'm not gonna lie. Anyways, I have to do a PSA. Anyways, next song. My sister requested that song, so I gotta status update her Chipotle fell. Oops. Now I want Chipotle. Oops, now I'm gonna get Chipotle, I guess. Anyways, what's the next song? I'm gonna change up the vibe. Do I wanna play that? Eh. Let me go back to my roots. Let me go back to where I came from. Oh my god, this is such a long name. No, I'm just gonna type in the first one. Yep, her, and I wonder if they have it up here. I boost. Okay, well, oh, okay. Anyways.
Don't blow me at 8. que calor y dice solo al Motorola tú me puedes localizar. Solo si por dinero me puedes molestar. Déjate de tanto drama que no es nada personal. Vámonos hasta abajo en este barrio Marquesina. Cuando empezamos a moverlo suena la bocina. Prendimos a todo el mundo, se unió hasta la vecina. Ey, echa un poco más de gasolina. Estoy con la mía buscando sola. Somos la nueva ola. Llámame la Motorola. Y así está en otro lugar.
Gentlemen, here she is.
Coming at you live from the historic Stampede in Calgary.
Beaming in from the plains of Manitoba.
Direct from Diamond Tooth Gertie's in Dawson City.
For one night and one night only.
Here she is, folks, that big bone gal from southern Alberta.
Massey Hall is proud to present the very talented.
The woman you've all been waiting for.
The Alberta Rose.
Please welcome the very lovely.
The one and only.
Miss Chatelaine.
Shut up.
Wait, actually, you guys, I hate to interrupt, but I just realized the time. It's time for me to make like a banana and split, unfortunately. I'm gonna go to the gym later, like literally right after this. Oh my god. Anyways, I hope you all have a good day. It's 5 o'clock. If you work a 9 to 5, you're out of work now. I hope you enjoy your weekend. This has been The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I do have a regular show. It's on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. if you guys want to listen. If you don't, that's cool or whatever. I know it's such a sucky time, but it's been fun. Anyways, now I'm going to play some like random music for you guys and hope you guys like it. Well, the next person comes in. Okay, bye. Wait, before I do, let me set this up. Okay. Let me see if I remember how to do this. Where's this? Okay, yeah, it's right here. Okay. Bye, guys.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive.
Anyways, that's not what I wanted to play. Where is the music? I don't want that. Stop. Playback mode, continuous. Oh, single? Question mark? On? Okay, let's see again.